He looked and he thought he had John Hancock on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so that what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What the hell
is
wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.
Shortly after the release of an audio recording this past Saturday morning of a conversation that allegedly included Clippers owner Donald Sterling, the NBA commenced an investigation which, among other things, included an interview of Mr. Sterling. That investigation is now complete. The central findings of the investigation are that the man whose voice is heard on the recording and on a second recording from the same conversation that was released on Sunday is Mr. Sterling, and that the
in the words of a former ECW wrestling group that personified themselves as a hostile takeover group called the BWO, I'm Matt Alvarez, and I'm taking over. And in the words of another former ECW alumni, Joel Gertner, well, well, well. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll hear more about this Donald Sterling saga that has just ruined the world of legitimate sports. The reason why I say legitimate is because everybody says, oh, wrestling's fake and we don't care about wrestling. Fine, I'll legitimize it for you. I'll entangle everything about what is going to take place on the show today, and I just posted all over social media that, come on in, it might be a commercial-free day. We might not even do commercials because of how big all these issues are. Especially this one. This one tops the list. Now, you can understand everything going around the world of sports. Everyone is shocked and understandably upset. That things like this have now happened. And it's crazy because I don't even remember the name of the movie. But there was a movie that I had just watched just last night on HBO about the cultural differences in race. And I'm like, wow, look at where we've gotten after maybe, geez, who knows, maybe 35, 40 years. That's why I tried to get a guest on the show for today. But maybe we can, you know, save that for next week. There's always next week, you know what I mean? Whether I'm here or not, whether I'm dead or alive, next week will be here. Next week will always come out. We've got DDP in the chat room. If you'd like to be in the chat room, join DDP. I don't want him in there all by himself. All alone. Right, DDP? Or if you'd like to talk about anything besides the subject or join me on the subject, call me up here at 347-637-2306. That's right. Call me up at 347-637-2306. We are live. We are cooking. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been somewhat of a turnout week for the world of sports. And I only have, you know, just a, you know, very short information when we get to our wrestling news segment. It's going to be, you know, well, what it always is. Only, you know, again, like I had alluded to last week, I had mentioned that things are going to take place now on WWE behind the scenes, a.k.a. dark matches. In other words, you know, people were telling me this week, what were you talking about last week? What is with all this dark match stuff? And some people were, you know, kind of hurt because some of them thought I was, are you disrespecting Wacko Bob because he used to have a show called The Dark Match? No. That's not what I'm talking about at all. It doesn't even have nothing to do with his old show. Not that I don't respect Wacko Bob. I've enjoyed that guy. I've done a few shows with that guy. He's done shows with me here on my show. That's nothing to do with that. What I was talking about last week is the fact that now that everything is trying to be kept, see, Vince McMahon and Triple H, of course, and Stephanie are trying to break a new barrier. Well, in their minds, it's new. But it's not new. And Vince McMahon, of all people, should know that it's not new. Or we're going to hide everything. Because now the most important story in the wrestling industry today is, you know, between the Wyatts and John Cena. Now they're adding other people in involved, but they're doing it when the television cameras are off. Hence the word, the dark match. And they have another one coming up this Monday after Raw goes off the air. I know it sucks. We won't see it. We won't see anything. We'll hear about the outcome, but yeah, you know what I mean. And so you see this, you know, this is part of their plan. I wish I could say more, but I'm not going to. I'm not even going to worry about that. Oh, man. I'm just so, you know, hyped up on this. I'm very happy. Hey, you know, today is Friday. It's already May 2nd. Everyone is ecstatic and happy, and you might even have the day off today. I mean, hell, some people have a 4-day weekend at this time of year because Cinco de Mayo is Monday. So you might be one of those lucky few people who have a 4-day weekend. Congratulations to you. If you do happen to have a 4-day weekend, you know, I'm not judging. I'm not saying anything about it. It's one of those things, you know, one of those things. But hey, you know, as I'm getting things involved with the show, and hey, I've got, you know, I don't really have a lunch per se today, but I will let you all know that I'm not really having a lunch. I'm chowing down on Hostess cupcakes. cheated, and a few beverages of my choice. Well, it's the same beverage really, but same beverage, but two different cans. That's how I call it. That's how I see it right now. Yeah. This is heavy. I mean, hey, the subject title is "Keep Your Mouth Shut," and I just have to publicly say right now, before we go any further in this, damn it, I really, really should have kept my mouth shut last week. As it pertains to, you know, the fact that I had opened my mouth last week and Matt Broderick and others were like, you really shouldn't go there. Because every time you go there, every time you say something, it always ends up bad for you. Why is that? I don't understand. Well, actually, it's like 40% of the time it's all bad. But the other, you know, the other 45%, which makes it 100%, I'm usually right. But last week I jumped in. It was way too early in the playoffs to even be trying to say the things that I had said last week about, you know, the San Jose Sharks making it and we're going to kick everybody's ass, and then I hope it comes down to the San Jose Sharks and the Chicago Blackhawks and everybody in Chicago. I was looking for that. For that one-on-one face-off, but no, I had to go and put my foot in my mouth last week, didn't I, DDP? I'm like, no, I found out on Wednesday. Right on Wednesday, I found out that it just didn't happen. Things got all messed up. They seriously did. They got all messed up. I mean, here in my area, I'm sure it's been floating around by now that this one shark fan, she was highly upset that we didn't make it. I'm going, wow. All that got generated just like that. Just like that. Oh, well, that's life. That's life. If anything deserves more notion about anything else that may conjure up things that I said for the rest of 2014, it'll be about this. Because I really, really, really should have kept my mouth shut. Here I am thinking, well, you know, I can do this. Yeah. I can say things about the Sharks and put them out there and keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. But that didn't happen either. That honestly, honestly did not happen at all. At all. It just more or less pissed me off on Wednesday night when I had got home and I succumbed to the conclusion of what I had seen on the local news station here in my area. And I said, no, This is not how it's supposed to end. We don't end like this. But, alas, this is the way it ends for the Sharks, and they've been sent home. That is it. We are out of the playoffs, and we will have to wait all over again until next year, next season. I'm very hurt by that. Oh well. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into this. Let's truly, honestly get into this. Let's get into this as we talk about keeping your mouth shut. Donald Sterling is one person who really, really should have kept his mouth shut. But then again, look at it this way. Because he wanted to know why his girlfriend was ensuing on... If you listen to the audio clip, you'd hear him, you know, ask her, "Is that a recorder? What are you doing recording me?" She's like, "What? What are you talking about? Was this a? I mean, so many questions come to mind. Was this a plan to actually set him up?" Because we all know about the reports. We've heard the reports over the last 4 or 5 days, you know. It's been going on and on and on. New reports keep coming in, and everybody says, well, you know, he's gotten away with this before. It's just the league hasn't caught him until now. Other essential question about him is, you know, everybody assumed that he was just out there, just, you know, because he wasn't going to the game by himself. He... you know, would be sitting with somebody else who was important in the NBA, another owner or something like that, or one of the coaches. But then we see, well, this report just in. Donald Sterling's wife is also being asked if she could attend tonight's game, the one her husband is not allowed to. And I went, wait, what? And everybody went, hold on a minute, wait a minute. This guy's married? And then the other question that followed this. I expected her to come out and be like, oh, so my husband is like this. Well, that's it. I'm taking this wedding ring off, if it doesn't mean anything. Now that he has a girlfriend. But yet she says that she's standing by him. She doesn't agree with what he did, but she's going to stand by him. What? Did she know about this girlfriend? Apparently so. Apparently so. But I'm starting the story off with the most latest news that transpired just yesterday. Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling is now reportedly been... told that he now has cancer. This report was confirmed by the New York Post, and it was later confirmed by ESPN. See, the sports columnists and analysts are weighing in. A Yahoo Sports columnist even wrote, he said, in recent years, the commissioner's office believed Sterling was sick anyways and possibly dying. The New York Post reported that Sterling, who is 80 years old, is fighting prostate cancer and has been failing in his health for some time. A source said that they thought he would die 2 years ago. Another source said, people have been predicting his imminent demise. I'm sure he has the best drugs money can buy. Who works closely with pro sports teams, said one source. The same source said he will do anything to keep himself alive. And this whole thing has gigantically spiraled completely out of control.
I'm not you and you're not me. You're supposed to be a delicate white or a delicate Latina girl.
I'm a mixed girl.
Okay. Well, but we
and don't... you're in love with me. And I'm black and Mexican, whether you like it or not,
okay.
Whether the world accepts it or not. And you're asking me to remove something that's part of me and in my bloodstream because the world thinks different of me and you're afraid of what they're going to think because of your upbringing. You want me to have hate towards black people?
I don't want you to have hate. That's what people do. They turn things around. I want you to love them privately. In your whole life, every day you could be with them. Every single day of your life.
But they're not in public?
But why publicize it on the Instagram and why bring it to my games?
Why bring the black people to the game?
I really don't want to discuss that anymore. It's over. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm sorry that you feel that way.
I feel that way so strongly, and it may cause our relationship to just break apart. And if it does, it does. It's better to break apart now than to break apart later.
I'm sorry that you still have people around you that are full of racism and hate in their hearts. I'm sorry that you're still racist in your heart. I'm sorry that you live in a world that still...
How about your whole life? Every day, you could do whatever you want. You could sleep with them, you could bring them in, you could do whatever you want. The little I ask you is not to promote it on that and not to bring them to my games.
I don't bring anyone to the game.
Okay, then. There's nothing to argue about it.
I know.
Don't bring those people. Don't bring that type of person to my games. And I'm sure you've heard the entire recording in its entirety. But I did not want to do that here. I certainly didn't want to bore you with that. I'm here to bring facts. And the fact of this is that we're all together in the same world that at some point, if you don't like somebody because of their skin color, well, let's just say, as I told a former friend a few years ago, keep it to yourself. Learn to please keep your mouth shut. Because if you don't keep your mouth shut, you're going to end up in hot water. Because now things have transpiredly, viciously turned downright bad for him because later on in the recording, he starts telling her, you know what, I've heard enough from you. With you being Mexican and you being so tough, you're a fighter. I mean, I know his initial remarks were about black people. But then going and saying, and I wish the media would have covered the second part of this because they failed to do so. Because later on, the second half of the audio clip, he says, I'm done with you. You're such a fighter. You being a half black and a half Mexican-American ass, now you want to throw down with the Mexicans? Oh, don't go there. Donald Sterling, you don't want to go there. Me being Mexican, that hurts my feelings too. But now what happened to the team? Immediately happened to the team now that this had transpired as well.
Shortly after the release of an audio recording this past Saturday morning of a conversation that allegedly included Clippers owner Donald Sterling, the NBA commenced an investigation, which among other things included an interview of Mr. Sterling. That investigation is now complete. The central findings of the investigation are that the man whose voice is heard on the recording and on a second recording from the same conversation that was released on Sunday is Mr. Sterling, and that the hateful opinions voiced by that man are those of Mr. Sterling. The views expressed by Mr. Sterling are deeply offensive and harmful. That they came from an NBA owner only heightens the damage and my personal outrage. Sentiments of this kind are contrary to the principles of inclusion and respect that form the foundation of our diverse, multicultural, and multi-ethnic league. I am personally distraught that the views expressed by Mr. Sterling came from within an institution that has historically taken such a leadership role in matters of race relations and caused current and former players, coaches, fans, and partners of the NBA to question their very association with the league. To them, and pioneers of the game like Earl Lloyd, Chuck Cooper, Sweetwater Clifton, the great Bill Russell, and particularly Magic Johnson, I apologize. Accordingly, effective immediately, I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA. Mr. Sterling may not attend any NBA games or practices. He may not be present at any Clippers facility, and he may not participate in any business or player personnel decisions involving the team. He will also be barred from attending NBA Board of Governors meetings or participating in any other league activity. I am also fining Mr. Sterling $2.5 million, the maximum amount allowed under the NBA Constitution. These funds will be donated to organizations dedicated to anti-discrimination and tolerance efforts that will be jointly selected by the NBA and its Players Association. As for Mr. Sterling's ownership interest in the Clippers, I will urge the Board of Governors to exercise its authority to force a sale of the team and will do everything in my power to ensure that that happens. This has been a painful moment for all members of the NBA family. I appreciate the support and understanding of our players during this process, and I am particularly grateful for the leadership shown by Coach Doc Rivers, Union President Chris Paul, and Mayor Kevin Johnson of Sacramento, who has been acting as the players' representative in this matter. We stand together in condemning Mr. Sterling's views. They simply have no place in the NBA.
They have no place in the NBA. They have no place in pro football. They have no place anywhere, not even on the streets of America. Because you can't do that. It's just moral and ethically wrong. The same as to say, you know, Hey, I see you can't walk straight. What's wrong with you? Well, it would be obvious that you could tell that somebody has a disability because they can't walk. And I'm going to be truthful with you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you right here, right now. I've never, ever mentioned this live on the air. See, I knew 2014 would bring, you know, combustible elements of change here on the show. But I didn't think that it would turn out like this. You know, I'm just completely blown away because I'm about to reveal another part of me with you. Normally I only do that stuff on the anniversary shows. But this is different. Now I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, as we welcome guest 1138. Thank you for joining me here. See, I have a technical disability in my right eye. I have astigmatism, which, you know, everybody says is no big deal. So what my eye does, my eye will go up and down. And then people think, well, Matt, why are you looking at her breast? Come on now, that's wrong. That's messed up that you're doing that. I go, no, I'm not. It's my eye. You can obviously tell that my right eye, if you look straight at me, and I don't know when it's happening because, well, the only time I can tell when it's happening is if I'm looking at a damn mirror. That is the only time I will know what my eye is doing. Other than that, you have to look at me and tell me to my face, oh, now I see. Your left eye is normal, but your right eye, it's damn sure shot to hell. Well, it's not shot to hell. I can see perfectly. I just don't know what it's doing. Like right now, I've got my mind focused on the chat room here, on you guys. But at the same time, I don't know what it's doing. I mean, I don't know if in the next 20 years or so, if they're going to make, you know, computers that have a reflectable mirror on it. But then we probably won't need that. I mean, we've got reflective mirrors on our cars. We've got them in our bathrooms and at our home. We've got them, you know, in public places around shopping centers and stuff like that. See? Donald Sterling, you know the expression, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Well, he kept biting the hand that was feeding him all these years. I mean, and everybody on social media who are probably, the ones that are writing this on social media are probably very fake and very eminent because they probably don't want to admit, well, I'm too young to know anything about what really was going on back then with him. So now everybody's making up stuff, and they're turning this into a conservative party. No, it's not the Democrats versus the Republicans. People that are posting this on social media probably are what I believe they are. They're probably way too young to be on social media in the first place to be talking about this. Because now they're saying, well, gee, why didn't he get caught beforehand? Because there was no way to catch him until now. So then immediately after Adam Silver, who's only been the NBA commissioner for 2 months, imagine that, still new to the job, but he's already handling it like a pro. I think so, and so does the rest of the entire world. I mean, and as soon as that press release went out with him saying that, well, we're going to ban Mr. Sterling and he is done, he is finished, and not only that, we're going to force him to sell the team. And now look what you've got. You've got the first in line, the very people who were first in line was David Graham, Larry Ellison, and of course the one and only Oprah Winfrey. She said that it was her idea when the announcement was made that she called her two business partners who are always helping her on different things and you know, just anything that she does. I mean, they were also a part of her television show, the Oprah Winfrey Show. That was on primetime television back in, you know, the 90s, and then it went on until just a little over 3 years ago, and then now she got the Oprah Winfrey Network. And all these different things, these two guys have been with her. So she's been on television shows and even on her own show. She said, you know, I've called them up. And I think we could do it. I think that we could really make a great team. We'll put, you know, she's already got ideas in her mind that are just like, wow, this is going to be awesome. And then now rumors are flying around all the rest of this week, too. I saw a rumor on the internet just the other day, on Wednesday night, which was sadly the same night that my San Jose Sharks got kicked out of the playoffs, but that's okay, you know. But on that same night, there was a report saying that, you know what? They need to change their name. They need to change the name of the team. No. Wait. Why would you need to change the name of the team? Everything, well, it's got, you know, the Clippers got Victor Sterling's handwriting all over it. Yeah, well, the team hasn't been even put up for sale. One guy that's still pursuing the whole thing, Floyd Mayweather Jr. Do you believe this? I'm going to give you a list, ladies and gentlemen, of eight people that think they would be better owners, suitable to the world of the NBA. And, well, and you say, well, why is Floyd Mayweather throwing his name in the hat? Did he play ball back in elementary or something like that, or junior high or high school? No, he's never played any ball. He's only been doing boxing all these years. Because right now, if he was to buy it, the team, if Mayweather could do it, you know, his net worth, you know how much he's worth right now? He's worth, with his money, $170 million. And sure, after Frankie Muniz did play the geeky star of the hit TV show Malcolm in the Middle, he's 28 years old. And now he's all grown up. Even though he played a geek on that show back in the late 90s, in real life, he's a smart, smart guy. He's got estimated game plans that could radically change the way an NBA team would play. Oscar De La Hoya is another one. Oscar De La Hoya, he played a little basketball here and there, but he's mostly been associated with boxing. We all know that. Magic Johnson threw his name in the hat. You want to hear about somebody who knows absolutely nothing about basketball? Only about rapping. P. Diddy. That's right. Sean Diddy Combs, a.k.a. P. Diddy, said that he wants Sterling to please, by all means, name your price. I will buy the team. This is in response to a tweet that he sent out on Tuesday, which he also stated, even though I'm always going to be a Knicks fan, but I'm also a hard businessman. a businessman. Wow, that's, even though that's exactly what he is. Check this out. How about somebody else who actually, even though most of those guys know nothing about basketball, let's take you down under to somebody who knows zero, zilch, nada, not a damn thing about basketball. Rick Caruso. He's a billionaire real estate developer. But he's also a former bidder for the Dodgers. He's a big Dodgers fan. He, you know, he's always, you know, got his money in something. And he usually has to deal with the Dodgers. Because that's his side job. Sure, he knows how to flip houses and all that. But did you know that he's also part owner of the Dodgers? Because he knows how to bid very well. But I don't think Rick would be the top dog to actually do this, but I just don't know. But he does have a lot of money after being on all these real estate, you know, housing flip shows and stuff like that. And because he's part owner with the Dodgers and he does bidding for the Dodgers, his money is ranked at $1.7 billion. That is amazing. He has a lot of money there. Another rapper, Rick Ross, wants to throw his name in there. And last but not least, music producer, entertainment producer David Giffman says he would like to be a part of this. He said, I have a group of investors. We've bought so many things and are now in charge of so many things, and we own a lot of things. Together as a billionaire group, of course, he's 71 years old, but he told Ferber.com on Tuesday, and he would very, very, very much like to buy the team. He's very interested and has remained interested since trying to buy the Clippers back in 2010 from Donald. Now, finally, the last thing about this Donald Sterling issue. Is that, you know, Clippers coach Doc Rivers, he lobbied for support for him, for Donald Sterling's wife when she said, I don't know what's come over him, and I want to apologize to the fans by showing up to the game. Is it okay if I come to the game? And he had no problem with that. Sure, you're allowed to come to the game. You weren't a part of this whole thing. As long as he doesn't come, you know. You know, the Bostons have all spoken, especially the NBA commissioner. He's definitely spoken. He is not allowed to come tonight. She said, okay. But in the midst of all this, everybody says, well, he's not going to sell, no matter what. And some people say, well, can they legally force him to sell the team? Hey, it's 2014. Like hell they can. Ever since the turn of the millennium, look what has happened to our world. Look at what things are going on with the NFL and how they're able to get away with so much. For the last 5 years, the NFL has done drastic things to try and keep things, you know, hey, DDP, ladies and gentlemen, hey, ladies and gentlemen of the chat room, don't tell anyone that we're going to do this, this, and this. Just, you know, keep it, keep it on the low. Don't tell anybody. Like, that's going to work. Well, then again, there is a way I can make the show private, but that's not going to help either. You know why that's not going to help, ladies and gentlemen? As more and more guests are coming in the chat room, along with DDP, I'm sure some of our regulars will show up soon. I guarantee you, if I was to try and do that, having an invite-only show wouldn't prevent anything. Because you still have the option. I mean, DDP and others, the rest of you, you all have the option to turn my show into an RSS feed. You can download it. You can broadcast it to iTunes. You can do anything with it. And then everyone will hear, well, really? Oh, Matt said this and that about me, huh? Okay. All right. I see how Matt is. There would be no way to cover anything up. Zero. Which is why we go back to what I've been talking about. The title of the show. The subject for today's show, I mean. The subject. Keeping your mouth shut. Now, even though he's battling cancer, even though he's got all these things that have, you know, triggered this whole saga, and now he's been banned from life by the NBA. Everybody says he's very, very stubborn to sell the team. Yeah, just much like with Al Davis, even though that caught up with him too. There is no way in hell that anybody can actually hold on to things, because that's just a really shitty-ass cliche to say, I'm going to be here forever. Yeah, right. DDP, what would you do if I were to just turn heel right now and be like, you know what, the hell with all of you. I'm Matt Alvarez, and I'm going to live forever, and there is nothing anybody can do about it. Yeah, right. What if I die tomorrow? For opening my mouth. That's what Donald Sterling has done. He's opened his own Pandora's box, and now he's gotten himself kicked out of the NBA. He's been fined $2.5 million. As my computer is acting up, remember, I'm still over here running XP. I apologize for that. But that everybody's been saying that whoever the new owner ends up being, whoever it happens to end up being, should have a fresh start. Change the franchise name as part of that reset. It can go a long way. I disagree. I disagree with that. Because furthermore, and several writers have said, well, if you dismiss a merely symbolic or cosmic, meaning half of, you know, the ownership, then you haven't been paying attention to a combustible issue of what the NFL team and the nation's capital ought to be called. I mean, think about it. Some people are against it now because now it's like, let's see, the Clippers name, it's not ingredients to L.A. I mean, come on, look at what the Buffalo Bills and also the Buffalo Braves. The Buffalo Braves were allowed by Major League Baseball back in 1978. They were allowed to move to San Diego. Then the name was changed to the Clippers. A contest decided on Clippers because the city was known for the great sailing ships that passed through San Diego Bay. Then when Sterling brought the team to L.A. in 1984, he kept the name. Well, he's no longer going to be owner, so what's the sense in keeping the name? That's what some people are saying. In some ways, the NBA's impending out of Sterling is similar to Major League Baseball's removal of Frank McCourt as owner of the Dodgers. We all remember that. But the Dodgers had a proud and glorious history long before McCourt even showed up. A name change was never even given a consideration, but the Clippers have only existed in Los Angeles with Donald Sterling as the owner. Which brings us to, I don't know, I lost track now, point C or D, wherever the heck I'm at now. I lost track. But it doesn't matter. Check this out. Once NBA Commissioner Adam Silver announced the sanctions against Sterling, and with the Clippers website lodging the "We Are One" phrase, the message that was included in the final game on Tuesday night, and it had a lot to do with American patriotism. So then some people said, why don't we change the name to the Americans? Or how about the Dream Team? Well, the name Dream, I don't think they can use that name because that name has been taken and it's being used by the Atlanta WNBA Women's Team. That could seriously be an issue. But if the CFL could have the Rough Riders from Ottawa and the Rough Riders from Saskatchewan, Canada, hello to all my Canadian friends, in the league at the same time for many years, not even complaining about because it's almost the same name, hell, they've even played against each other for the title in the Grey Cup. But we're sure some of the accommodations can be made. The inspiration behind the name Dream has a lot to do with some are saying that it has a lot to do with Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. And that's the message we all need more of, right? Check this out. How about the Freedom Team? Another analyst said, how about we change the name and call them the Amigos or the Stars? Well, this is a nod to the area's old ABA roots. The Anaheim Amigos, try and say that five times fast, were an original ABA franchise in 1967. And a Chinese American named Art Kim was one of its founders. But this works on two levels, actually, of diversity, because having a Spanish nickname, which pays homage to a team that had a minority owner, the ABA Amigos moved to Los Angeles the following year, which would mean 1968, and became the Stars. The franchise ended up moving again to Utah in 1970. Additionally, Stars is just a natural fit in the showbiz context of, well, where the L.A. Clippers are now. They're in Southern California. And then last but not least, Magic. Well, this would be a perfect name if Magic Johnson can be part of the new ownership. I mean, hell, if the Bobcats can become the Hornets after the Hornets decided they wanted to be the Pelicans, remember those changes, then might the NBA be able to engineer some sort of trade between Los Angeles and Orlando? Nah, it's probably unrealistic. The name swap, not Magic Johnson's name, not his chances to buy the team. I'm not judging whether he can afford to buy the team or not. I mean, I'm sure he can. I'm just leading to an inclusion here. But there should be some more fun involved in speculating on the possibility of the NBA's post-Donald Sterling era. Because it's a safe bet. And since they've kicked him out of the league, I'm for sure that it really truly is a safe bet to say that the Donald Sterling era is officially over and closed for business. This is the way the world needs to work. Working around it, working for it, and try and keep the peace together. For all Americans, doesn't matter what color we are. The color of our skin is the color we were born with, which is what his girlfriend tried to tell him. I applaud her for whether she was setting him up intentionally so that way it could get leaked out. I mean, hey, TMZ was the first one to leak out the story. But whether or not that was the case or how she did it doesn't matter. What matters is what she said later on in the audio clip. She said, what do you want me to do? She said, what do you want me to do? Would you like me to pull the Mexican skin off? No, because she would have to get a knife and do that. Cut herself open. And then she wouldn't be alive. Why is this race factor still being an issue after all these years? You would think that people, especially as old as him, would truly have the whole deal put together on paper. And try and conserve everything about the world of, you know, race and minorities and all those things combined to how this goes. Anyways, let's move along, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, it is that kind of day here on the Sports Opinion Show. We are live. We are definitely yeah, we're definitely, you know, where we need to be. Anyways, we are now going to head and move along. We are going to move along. That took a whole hour to cover. And I'm sure you've heard the reports. Aaron Rodgers might get the chance to jump between two teams. Have now started the latest basketball player to find a home in football. Yeah, and I kind of just talked about this just a little while ago. I mean, hey, anything in sports can happen. I just mentioned this a few minutes ago, how whether Mr. Sterling ends up remaining owner of the team or not, other rules would get specified by that. But like I said, crazier things have happened. The NFL has, you know, gotten away with so much. WWE and wrestling has gotten away with so much. And they're allowing changes to go forth. Could Aaron Rodgers actually be able to play for basketball and for football? Only problem is he needs a football team to call home. I think that could work. I mean, hey, you know, we're in the middle of basketball season. I think what he's trying to do is he's trying to say, hey, you know, I think I need something else to do during the summertime. Well, there you go, basketball season. I'm sure it would work. I mean, playing in two different arenas would work tremendously. Now, aside from us talking about, you know, aside from us talking about Aaron Rodgers, let's talk about the other AH guy. No, it's not who you think it is. Well, yes, it is. We go from Aaron Rodgers to Aaron Hernandez, who has now formally been charged on jailhouse assault charges. You know, ever since he got arrested, he just doesn't care anymore. He doesn't care. He was indicted by a grand jury on Thursday for charges of assault and battery, as well as threats and inflicting bodily harm to a fellow inmate. Stemming from an incident that allegedly occurred between the two in November. It's kind of like a payback thing. He said something and Aaron told him, Aaron Hernandez told him completely off and then tried to tear him a you know what. Yeah, let's just leave it at that. Talk about keeping your mouth shut, yeah. Aaron Hernandez really should have. You got to be careful in the world of sports of what you say. And knowing what you say, everybody else is going to find out about it, especially when it comes to Texans general manager Rick Smith. Rick Smith has a revelation and a dream that he's had for a long, long time, that he says he absolutely knows who he wants to take with the first overall draft pick, isn't really a huge surprise. He should know by now, a week before the NFL draft starts. And that's how that goes. And ladies and gentlemen, I know, since we're talking about the NFL, I told you all last week that the NFL had released, last week, they released the NFL schedule. I know I've seen it on the NFL, on NFL's Twitter page, how they posted on Twitter the entire schedule. It took them like three or four tweets to actually do it, but they got the entire schedule for every single team. And then a lot of you had asked last week, and of course DDP asked me right here in the chat room when we were on our commercial break. I just want to print out my own team schedule for my favorite football team. And I told you all I would let you know this week. Well, ladies and gentlemen, immediately after the show went off the air last week, I'm sure if you're friends with me throughout social media, mainly on Facebook, that I have posted the picture of the entire schedule. Yeah, I know it came out upside down. I don't know why that happened, but maybe I'll have to mess with the settings later and fix the picture so that way it's up the right way rather than being upside down. Because I know, DDP, you told me that in the chat room last week after the show went off the air. You're like, hey, what gives? I said, what's wrong? Your picture. what's wrong with the pitcher? And Matt Broderick told me, he texted me about it. He said, you know your damn pitcher's upside down. I said, what? Stop lying. Stop joking around. I said, DDP just told me about that, too, in the chat room. He's like, I'm serious. Go look. So since the show was finally off the air, I immediately went to my page, and I noticed right there on my profile. Of course, they said, thank you, Matt Alvin, for uploading a new photo. Now everyone can view it, like it, and comment on it. I'm like, well, I should be getting comment hits by now. Why? How come I'm not getting no comments on this? And then I realized, holy shit, they weren't joking. You guys were correct. Pitcher is completely upside down. So I've been busy this week. I haven't had a chance to do it, but rest assured I will work on it and get that pitcher set just right. Ladies and gentlemen, baseball season is up and brewing. It's beautiful weather, by the way, here in San Diego, California. I'm sure it's beautiful weather wherever you are as well. But Major League Baseball has also done its own travesties of not keeping their mouth shut. Well, to a point they keep their mouth shut when they try and say that they didn't see something. Especially as it relates to Monday night's baseball game. The same thing happened last night in a particular baseball game. Yankees first baseman had said that, hey, I clearly had him out. Remember 2 years ago, I told you all that Bud Selig had said that we need instant replay here as well, and it will certainly help us. If anything is wrong, we will certainly investigate it. Well, now that they have instant replay, everything that's happened with Major League Baseball has been a complete screw-up. Him and his so-called people, I don't even think Bud Selig really has people. No, just kidding. I have people. But where are these so-called investigations? Everybody's waiting for the results of all the other investigations. But anyway, in the particular game from last night, the Yankees first baseman had caught the ball, and they deemed him safe. They were playing the Rockies, and the Rockies were like, yeah, we scored. All right, we're safe on first base. But as many, they had reviewed the instant replay three times, and all three times they said, nope, he wasn't ever out. You never touched him. He said, yes, I did. I touched him with my glove, and you all saw it. Now baseball fans and everyone else that saw the game are chiming in about it. They said it's clear that he was clearly tagged out. But Major League Baseball officials and others have gotten with Bud Selig on this, and they're still making everybody wait about that particular game from last night. And what about Monday night's game? Where it was rendered an inside-the-park home run, which was also not true. Oh, but when things get interesting, from the previous year's World Series champions, oh, then they honestly tell the truth. Why? Because they're the World Series champions? You only do that when a certain team wins. Then you really open your mouth when you really should keep your mouth shut. But for things like the last night's particular game, you should have opened your mouth, not kept it shut. There are just, it's,
It's super bad right now. Super, super bad. That all these things happen, yet where's the call? Where's the initial reaction from the so-called people in charge of our sports? I mean, not to say that, you know, anything wrong with that. I mean, look what just happened in the world of basketball. Yeah. So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is that you can either, if you decide to do so, you can print the entire NFL schedule, or you can just do what I did. I chose to go to my team's website, which is what a lot of you were asking for. Is that possible? Can I do that? Well, I did. If I was able to do it on my team's website, I just went to the OaklandRaiders.com, and I'm sure you can do the same thing with your NFL team. Once you get to regular schedule, have your computer click on regular schedule. And the NFL has implemented both on their website, and they've allowed your favorite team, whatever team that is, the little print icon when you click on schedule. Put your mouse over the schedule and the print menu will come up and, well, go from there. I mean, shit. That's all I'm going to tell you. Well, I should tell you that, yeah, you may be wondering, why are there print options when I put my mouse over it? Well, because, you know, it's up to you if you how the website will let you know about that when you click on that. It's up to you if you want to, I don't know, print 4, 5, 10, 20, 30 copies to hand out to friends and family. I don't know. It's up to you, like I said. So, yeah, there you go. There you go. And just like that, September will be here before we know it, September 7th. But, I mean, I think that, you know, the scheduling is somewhat similar because, well, the only thing similar about it is that for the first time ever, all 28 teams, every single team, will be playing somebody on September 7th. Nobody in the NFL has the day off. I don't know why I'm being tongue-tied today on the show. But yeah, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm having a good time here. I hope you are as well. I hope you've gotten a lot of information out of all of this. Because hey, it is what it is. It's how we do things here on the show. We're rolling along. As we quickly run all this down, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has turned 42 years old today. Yes, today, literally today, this morning, he posted it on Twitter. And also, you know, if it's your birthday, happy birthday to everybody that's having a birthday today. I know a few people are lucky enough to have their birthday at this time of year. it's incredible. It's incredible. So somebody here. As a matter of fact, one of my neighbors here, his birthday will be this Sunday. And man, oh man, speaking of this Sunday, it's WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view. Yes, I said Extreme Rules. That is this Sunday, live on pay-per-view. But like I said, yeah, happy birthday. Also, as of yesterday, got to say what's up to my friends of the group. Happy birthday to Pam from the group. Pam, Lewis, and Tina. Hope you all enjoyed your birthday. As we go into this, and try and, you know, contain everything else about Monday Night Raw very, very quickly. I'm serious. It's already 20 minutes after the hour. That means we've only got 45 minutes left in this show. The Usos took on Ryback for the WWE Tag Team Champions. The titles were not on the line, but they are up for grabs. The Usos won the match. Sheamus taking on Titus O'Neil. I mean, hey, Titus O'Neil, man, what a guy to just not even give Sheamus a chance to get to the ring and breathe before the match. No, he had to go and attack him from behind. Jack Swagger taking on Cesaro. Cesaro wins because Cesaro wins. You thought I was going to jump out of character there. Cody Rhodes taking on Alberto Del Rio. Del Rio won by submission, excuse me. Del Rio beat Cody Rhodes by submission. And here's a guy that I sort of like, but actually not so much anymore. Of course, I'm talking about the man himself, Alexander Rostov, who took on Xavier Woods. Alexander won by disqualification. R-Truth, who, you know, stood by last week. This week, he could no longer stand by, and I just let Alexander Rostov destroy his friend, his compadre, his pal, Xavier Woods. Los Matadors taking on Three-Man Band. Three-Man Band are your winners, of course, by cheating. Paige versus Brie Bella. This was for the Divas title. The Divas title was on the line, but it ended in a no contest. After Kane came up from the ring, he was hiding under the ring that whole time, and consequently tried to take Brie Bella to hell. Until here came Daniel Bryan, and to no avail, really, trying to make the save. Bad News Barrett taking on Rob Van Dam. Barrett is the winner. That was because of interference from Jack Swagger. Well, actually from Cesaro, because Cesaro had believed it was Rob Van Dam who set him up last week when they were wrestling each other. Then, of course, this led to Cesaro coming out and helping out, Jack Swagger coming out and getting involved, and a whole new thing there. Randy Orton taking on Roman Reigns. This all ended in a no contest as well. I tell you though, ladies and gentlemen, it is fanatically strange because of what took place. And I could not, I really, really honestly could not stop laughing. What does that laugh remind you of, you ask? Bray Wyatt, of course. Brilliantly done by the writers. Brilliantly done. Now they're getting the picture. Now they're starting to see how this wrestling monopoly thing gets ratings. It really does. It gets ratings. Everything popped. The whole time that John Cena was doing his promo, I'm just going, can I go to sleep now? I mean, seriously, I'm not playing. I'm serious. I should just go to sleep. But then when Bray Wyatt started singing, actually, no, it was the little girl who was singing. And everybody's like, where's that voice coming from? Who is that? And then Bray finally does come out, and but he wasn't alone. My God, he came out there with half a dozen kids. Half a dozen other people. I was like, wow. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then the best part, they were all dressed in black robes. Wade Barrett. I mean, Bray Wyatt picked up his lantern, and then he blows it out. And the lights go out. When the lights came back on, all the children were wearing goat masks. I think Extreme Rules is building up to be a great pay-per-view, and they better not screw it up, because they've already screwed something up. It's always something with WWE, isn't it, DDP? Isn't it? And I'll tell you why, because as you know, listen up now, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, that they had announced that this Sunday, DirecTV and Dish will not be carrying Extreme Rules. And even though Michael Cole said they have elected not to join us, so they won't be part of the festivities. In other words, he was saying, we are our own partners now. We don't need you anymore. Go back to what I said about the Mr. Sterling incident. Don't bite the fucking hand that feeds you. Yeah, you may have the WWE Network. This network thing is imploding from within. It is exploding. But then what happens if something direly goes wrong and you don't have enough people to buy into the WWE Network? What would happen then? I'll tell you what would happen. You would end up having to go back to DirecTV and Dish Network and go, can you renew a contract for us, please? We would like to start running pay-per-views again. The network thing didn't turn out as planned as we'd liked it to. See, things like that. Just because you no longer need to have a working relationship with people, don't cut off all ties. Because the moment you take that tie off, you're either going to go for broke or you're going to fight fight to show that you can stand on your own two feet. And there's nothing wrong with standing on your own two feet. Just don't say it publicly. Since you're on television, I really, really feel that them doing what they're doing, it's going to be one big mess. It seems to me like WWE is, I mean, Vince McMahon, are you trying to kill the pay-per-view business? Are you trying to drive them out of business as well? Sure sounds like it to me. And then Michael Cole has the nerve to say, but you can still, if you'd like to join us on Sunday, either on the WWE Network or live on pay-per-view, please call your regular, he's had to use the word regular, call your regular cable or satellite provider. And then he had to put it, like, trying to add fuel to the fire by saying, this is just the way the WWE Network is. This is our network. And JBL said, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Don't go agreeing with him. But since you're out learning to swim, as they say, and don't get me wrong, it's a good thing to have the WWE Network. I mean, hey, $10 a month, like almost $300 for the whole year. It's not a bad deal at all. But I think they seriously, seriously misjudged that this would be a long-standing tenure of actually getting out there, of actually advertising this WWE Network plan and trying to keep people interested with it. Well, okay, but you seem to be doing this for so long. That I hope you haven't, you know, those of you out there, hope you haven't disconnected, you know, your cable provider. Because you say, well, I'm just not going to watch the pay-per-view then. Well, maybe, you know, I'm sure that Dish and DirecTV will more than likely be available for the next pay-per-view. And that's what's really happened. Ladies and gentlemen, it's certainly a good day here in San Leandro, California. Like I said, once again, I am Matt Alvin, broadcasting to you live from a small, small suburb city. It's great. It's quiet. It's nice. And hell, nobody bothers me. That's where it all goes. So, yeah, I mean, hey. Let's take a chance and see exactly where we're headed to next. Because I left my other note somewhere. Well, this shouldn't take long. I should be back by the time this is over. I'm just going to do this real quick. I just need to grab my other notes.
Mike, what is your deal, man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby.
Whoa.
Eat a Snickers. better?
Better.
Hey!
That hurts.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
And we are back right here on the Sports Opinion Show. Ooh, that was close. Didn't want to keep you guys waiting there too long. Very good, very good. ladies and gentlemen, it's now becoming one of those places of things of why people just honestly don't even keep their mouth shut. Especially when it all comes down to people like Mike Tenay and Taz. Yes, of course, I'm referring to last night's Impact Wrestling. They had shown a clip from earlier in the day about EY, Eric Young, talking about his reign with the title and said that he's the only one not surprised that he still has the belt. And, of course, you know, MVP congratulated him. As some of the talent, a.k.a. Mr. Anderson and others are, Anderson and Gunner are playing spades. Wow. Spades on a wrestling show. DDP, how did you feel about that segment, them playing spades? I honestly don't know. Excuse me. Let's just quickly run through the rest of this. If I can do this right. Bear with me for 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. Bear with me. Okay, here we go. The TNA World title was on the line for number one contenders tournament semifinals. Gunner defeated Mr. Anderson. Then, of course, there was a second. That's right, you heard me correctly. A second world title semifinals tournament to name the number one contenders tournament finals. Bobby Roode defeated Gunner. Willow defeated James Storm by a disqualification. Huh, I wonder who made the disqualification. I'm pretty sure I got it figured out. The Wolves and Sanda defeated the Bromans and Zima Ion. The TNA World Tag Team title, excuse me, the World title, I don't know why I'm getting tongue-tied and messed up today. I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. I really do. Eric Young defeated Bobby Roode to retain the World Heavyweight title. And, of course, you heard them mention throughout the night, a la Taz and Mike Tenay, that scheduled for next week will be Kurt Angle taking on Ethan Carter III. The TNA Tag Team titles will have a ladder match, the Wolves versus the Bromans. Then, of course, they're having the manager debut group will be in action, whoever the hell that is. I have no clue. Don't ask. Well, until next week, that does it for Impact Wrestling. It's going to be very interesting to see what they do. Or how they do it, or who they do it with. Because it's an astronomical thing to add superiority and believableness to your product. which is why, you know, a friend of mine had told me earlier this week when I was telling him, you know, what did you think? How did you feel about the Daniel Bryan segment? I mean, not the Daniel. There I go, mess it up again. I said, how did you feel about the John Cena segment with Bray Wyatt? It's the whys that are throwing me off. That's what it is, yeah. The whys. He said, I loved it, man. I mean, they should do that more from now on. I said, in terms of real life? He said, yes. In terms of real life, they should go back to that. I said, they won't go back to that. They're too PG-oriented mindset. Even though Brie Bella did tell Stephanie McMahon, look here, bitch, get out. Get out of our dressing room. This is the other reason why they, or should I say why Vince McMahon and Stephanie McMahon, his daughter, have not been caught on television yet by anybody that's better than them. I mean, I'm sure when you turn around and see, maybe you're watching somebody kiss somebody else that you weren't expecting to be kissed. Whatever that means, that the kissing thing had nothing to do with the show. It's not even in my notes. I don't even know why I went there. I think maybe DDP had something to do with that, because he's always telling me, look at all the ladies that are around me. Yes, DDP, we know. You are definitely the ladies' man, and I'm not going to take that away from you. That is your title. You stick to that. Oh, excuse me. Oh, man, that's the first. Yawning live on the air. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it right here on the show. We still got 20 minutes left in the show. But I can't believe that, wow, we're going to have the NBA is hoping to pick things up, you know, hoping that the guy to the right of me, that's what they're all thinking. Well, this person wants to bring this person in. This person wants to bring their best friend in. Oh, this guy on my left or this guy on my right sitting behind me, they would like to speak to you. So, but, you know, it is what it is. You can't go back and erase it. You can't go back and say, hey, you know, I don't want CNN to take note of this. I don't want ESPN's hands all over this. Well, the fact is they are now. Man, I tell you, it's a beautiful day here in San Leandro, California, but it's also a very dry, humid day, which is why I'm not sure if you can hear it, but I do have I've got a fan on my floor and a fan behind me just breathing cool, cool, crisp air against me. I love it like that. It's great. It's great to have that happen. As I quickly stop for a second and take a drink here. Oh, my gosh. Everybody get ready to run. I may have to... Wow, the soda is getting warm very quickly. I may have to just guzzle the whole thing down, DDP. I may have to turn to Steve Austin and be like, oh, 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 oh. Drink hecka fast. Who knows? Who knows? But as we get set to finish the show out and everything, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to let you know that I will be ending the show 5 minutes early because something happened. I don't know how this happened. And DDP, with all due respect, I know you like to offer me tips and offer help and advice, but I don't think you can offer anything for what I'm about to tell you now. I think I have my own advice figured out. No, because I had gotten a call from one of my sisters who's very close with our dad and with our grandpa, one of our secondary grandpas. Our second grandpa is still alive today, so we're glad for that. But she was like, she had called me and told me about this. Grandpa needs help with the other TV to be brought into the room. Wait, what? Slow down. Why? I don't understand this. She said that, DDP, like I said, I don't think you're even going to be able to help, but you might try and put something in the chat room. But she said, Grandpa told me to tell you that Grandpa's TV blew up. I said, blew up? What do you mean his TV blew up? So I have no clue what the heck they're talking about. So that's why I've decided just to let you know right now, ladies and gentlemen, that we will be ending the show 5 minutes early, so in the next 10 minutes. If you happen to come in late, or if you happen to be on the Sports Opinion Facebook page and you're listening from there, or if you're listening from the Sports Opinion Show's website or Blog Talk Radio itself, the main carrier for the Sports Opinion Show, and if you don't hear me or anything else, maybe just the music, that is why, because I've decided to end the show 5 minutes early. And they've decided that they're going to pick me up so I can go check this out. But, yeah, I would like to know exactly what, because see, the thing about this is with my family, is that my second grandpa, he got a family room, right? A main family room with two couches in the front, two very relaxing chairs in the back. He lives in a very nice, you know, mobile home park, so they obviously have mobile homes there. And I hope it's not that TV in the main family room. Or maybe he's talking about the dining room where we all eat at the kitchen table. That TV I can deal with if that TV no longer works, because it's a lot smaller. But if he's talking about the other one in the main family room, then you might have to go to your local doctor. I'm presumably the TV doctor in the family. I hope it's not the one in the main family room. If the one in the main family room is one of those long, long TVs from like the 70s or something like that, and those things are a bitch, those things are heavy. I hope it's not that TV. I don't know. I'll find out in the next 10 minutes when I get off the air 5 minutes early, and then like I said, they elected to pick me up. I said, I can drive there. They said, no. We want you to see it really quickly. I said, okay. All right. It's up to you. And it's just crazy. But, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, as we prepare to end the show, there are a few points that need to be made. First, with the ousting of an NBA owner, with the ousting of Donald Sterling, and with Donald Sterling, and with Adam Silver telling him to be ousted of never owning another team again, forcing the sale of the team and being brought in by a huge justice and injustice. See what I did there? See what I did there? Both being justice and being part of the injustice. Hey, we're all stuck on both sides of the track on this one. Because he mentioned everybody except himself. There is no reason to bring back intellectual race issues and whoever this girlfriend of his was, that's right, I said was, because, like I said, I did play part of the audio clip for you guys, but if you want to listen to the whole thing, you can, because later on he does tell her, well, you know what, this is over then. This is over. You're crazy. But then he did say, well, I have a problem with you hanging around with black people. I have a problem with you hanging out with Mexican people. And she said, why? I'm doing it privately. He said, well, you're not. It's not private. Not when it's posted by Instagram. Do you understand me? Boy, he just started going off and... But it goes back to what I said earlier. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Because now look, he's out of a job. He's got cancer now. I know the cancer, don't tell the world all matchmaking cancer jokes. No. This is serious. And I'm serious about it very much. Because I took a pause there to try and think of the next best, nicest way to say this. And that is simply what our title is. Our title subject, our key subject for the day was, keep your mouth shut. If you know that a particular person is talking to somebody else, and you hate it just because, you know, like if I had an example, which I do. DDP, why are you talking to that guy? You know how much of a Mexican he is? But look at his shoes. And if DDP were to say, you know what, I was alone. You could have come and sat with me, which is what Donald Sterling should have done. He should have tried to make the best out of a small situation, but instead he chose to keep running his mouth. And instead of it becoming a small, regional, contentional problem, it has now become a huge, gigantic, orgasmic, non-stopping problem that now everybody knows about. Everybody knows because it's there. And it's in audio format. Adam Sterling already said in the interview, you heard him say it, that because the investigation took so long and they wanted to make sure how credible this was, that it was him. And they finally were running out of options late Sunday night, as a matter of fact. So on Sunday, they got them some authentic equipment to use and to prove that it was, you know, the camel's back had already been broken. WWE, Is WWE killing the pay-per-view business? Will the pay-per-view business themselves go out of business? Maybe, but not by a large margin. And that's what it is. With WWE telling us that you can still watch the pay-per-view by calling and contacting your cable or satellite provider and right here on the WWE Network. And then tell everybody, by the way, we can't use Dish Network and DirecTV this time around for this pay-per-view. They have elected not to join us for this. No, it's probably more than likely because you asked. And that's what it is. Keep your mouth shut. That way Pandora's box won't open. Look, I don't fault them for, you know, opening their mouths and being very opinionated about how they feel. Trust me, because I'm very opinionated as well, and you all know. Every single one of you knows that, unless you're new, of course, listening to me. But don't bite the hand that feeds you, and don't ever, ever, ever say anything incriminating. If you know it's going to come out as an incriminating saga that's going to start a huge uproar of straight, complacent power grabbing, then don't say anything. Where we become real Americans with each other. By keeping our mouths shut and by telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help us all God. And that's how I roll. I'm rolling out right here on the Sports Opinion Show. Ladies and gentlemen, take care. Be sure to join us tomorrow right here on the same channel with the funniest guys around the block, even though they don't actually live around the block from me. They live in Southern California. Join, of course, I'm talking about Sports Talk with the Guys tomorrow morning right here on this very same network at 6 a.m. sharp. Those guys do love to get up early, but I don't mind getting up early. I do it all the time. In the meantime, take care. I will see you all next week. And take care. Peace. I'm out.
Getting to the top rope. And he's in it. Frog splash. Frog splash. Come on. Get it. Do it. Two. Yes. It's champion.
He looked and he thought he'd get John Hancock on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so that, what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think it's a fake.
You think it's fake?
What's that? Is that fake? Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Sports Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.